personal reflections and the roots behind the music. Maura has new music coming out in June of this year. And that was the Rhizome Quartet, Jackie Todd, Leah Vey, Sophie DeLong, Edwin Huizinga, and Virginia Gross. Give it up one more time for Maura Smiley and the Rhizome Quartet. And that's Virginia Gross. That's Larry Gross's daughter, founder and longtime host of Mountain Stage. How cool is that? She grew up backstage, basically. Well, we hope you'll take a look at our website, mountainstage.org. There you'll find links to our podcast, and you can follow us on just about every form of social media. And of course, we invite you to follow us to our next live show. You can find out where we'll be and get your tickets at mountainstage.org. Hailing from Woodbridge, Virginia, I guess you could call our next performer a finger-style guitarist, but not in the traditional sense. Her approach is entirely unique, inventive, expressive, and quietly radical. She literally redefines what the guitar can be and how it can sound. Her critically acclaimed album, Urban Driftwood, earned a spot on NPR's Best of the Year list, and her latest album, Acadia, showcases her ability to weave together elements of folk, classical, and West African music, all delivered with a fresh cinematic touch. From the moment she picks up a guitar, you know you're witnessing something truly original. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage, Yasmin Williams. Thank you.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? What's up? Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be back here on Mountain Stage. I never dreamed I'd get to do this twice, so this is really, really cool. And I haven't been to Morgantown before today. I'm so happy I'm in Sheetz territory. Because as someone who grew up with Sheetz, Sheetz is the way to go. It's a lifesaver. Wawa sucks. Thank you very much. Thank you. I love it here. but seriously, I'm really happy that Mountain Stage is still on and kicking, because it seems like certain entities nowadays are trying to take away the arts, and things like this are so, so important to artists and to just humanity. So thank you, Mountain Stage, for having me back. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. So that first song was called Cliff Walk, and it's off my new record, Acadia. Dom Flemons plays Rhythm Bones on it on the record, so you should listen to that because he's great. And this next tune I want to play for y'all is called Hummingbird. And I don't know if anyone here has seen my Tiny Desk concert, but the song features Tatiana Hargreaves on fiddle and Allison DeGroote on banjo. And if you don't know them, you should know them also, because they're great. So this one's called Hummingbird. Thank you. you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So for those who don't know, I started playing guitar because of a video game called Guitar Hero 2, to be exact. And it was basically my favorite thing to do as a kid was to play that game. And I'd play a lot after school, and eventually I beat the game. And how I beat the game is kind of related to how I play guitar now. So like when I put the guitar in my lap like this during the song I just played, that's kind of how I started playing guitar. And basically what happened was that's how I beat the game. So has anyone played Guitar Hero here? Does anyone have like a couple? Okay, a couple people. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So basically when the levels got really, really hard, like expert level, I just put the guitar, it was a guitar-shaped controller, the controller in my lap, and hammered on the buttons as quickly as I could to like get through the notes. So when my parents bought me my first ever guitar, that's what I did, and it sounded like trash. But I can get it to sound pretty good now. And, okay, thank you. Thank you so much. This next song is called Gitka, and it uses this technique really extensively. For those who don't know, this little instrument's called a kalimba, and it sounds like this. I got the idea to use kalimba with guitar through Earth, Wind, and Fire, if anyone's an Earth, Wind, and Fire fan here. I knew it. Y'all are cool. I knew it. But yeah. This song has kind of like West African musical influences and Earth, Wind, and Fire influences. And I forgot to say earlier that I'm also wearing tap shoes too. So this song kind of has a lot of stuff going on, but I hope y'all like it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, y'all are so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, thank you, Mountain Stage, again for having me. I'm really, really honored to be back here, and I hope I get to come back at some point in the future. Thank you guys for coming out. I have one more for y'all, if that's okay. Thank you. I'm gonna play this last one as quickly as I can. It's called Restless Heart. Thank you guys so much for listening to me. I'm Yasmin Williams. Mountain Stage, good night.
Yasmin Williams, everybody. My goodness. I want to count those fingers. Okay. Her latest album, Acadia, is available now on Nonesuch Records. And I want everybody listening at home to be aware that that was one person doing all of that. Some kind of sorcery going on. Actually, I can play guitar just like that. I just choose not to. Give it up one more time for Yasmin Williams. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WSQX Binghamton, New York, or over WUOT Knoxville, Tennessee. We're glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week as Kathy returns to welcome Medium Build, Susan Werner, The Arcadian Wild, Maya DeVitri, and Them Cooley Boys. This is David Mayfield sitting in for Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel. Centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. And welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm little baby David Mayfield, sitting in for Kathy Matea, who wanted to be here, but apparently not as bad as me. We're here at the Kennedy Creative Arts Center on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. And if you're just joining us, you will be very glad you did. Still to come, we'll hear from renowned roots and soul singer and songwriter, Eric Bibb. But to start off our second hour, we have a group that I'm very excited about. I discovered this group in 2020. There was something going on that I don't remember what it was, but I had to stay home a lot, and I was kind of bummed out. And they put out an album called Right Now that was just... I'll tell you, the fun they're having on that record is infectious, and I dare you to listen to them and not have a good time. They started out as a promising young bluegrass band from Boston and quickly evolved into one of the most dynamic and genre-defying acts in acoustic music today. Known for bold arrangements, tight harmonies, and fearless creativity. Their latest release, Love Your Mind, is their most expansive work yet, a vibrant, wide-ranging album shaped by years on the road, late-night festival sets, and a deep commitment to collaborative songwriting. Together, they blur the lines of pop, folk, R&B, and bluegrass. It's joyful, it's thoughtful, it's musically adventurous. It's Twisted Pine.
Experience the best days of my life. I thought the game just can you get that goosebump feeling all over again? Get that goosebump feeling all over again. You get that goosebump feeling all over again. And you're listening to the hum. To the hum. Calling like a big old drum. Oh,
stage. For Twisted Pine, it's so, so nice to be back here. The last time we were here, we were a trio. We didn't have a visa for Anne yet, so we were just a trio and we were so nervous. And we made it through then, and now we're so happy to be back. And Anne has a visa. She's totally legal.
I'm Canadian, so I require a visa to come here.
Oh yeah, I should have said that. Well, those first two tunes were, the first one was called Goosebump Feeling, and the second one was called The Green Flash, and on our album that features Jerry Douglas on the dobro, that album is called Love Your Mind, and we're super excited about it. We just released it in October, so we've been touring all around, spreading the love, and we're gonna do the most bluegrass song of the record. And this one was inspired by Bill Monroe and Peter Rowan. And they talk about the ancient tones in bluegrass. So this is about a little bit about like tour life and also just getting in the zone of those ancient tones. So we're gonna take you from the dusty trail on a Greyhound bus to the high heavens. This is Lone Star.
I've got a ticket in my hand. lady on the flutes from Toronto, Canada. That's Miss Anne Fung.
All right, so we play a lot of bluegrass festivals around the country. Do we have any bluegrass festival goers in the audience? Great, we knew you were in here. Well, you know, sometimes when you go to one, you enjoy the long day of really great music that you paid to see, and then it's like 11:30, and you're like, wow, I'm pretty beat. I'm gonna head back to my tent. And then you see a campfire, and you hear someone playing a little banjo, a little mandolin, and you hear a lot of laughter, and you're like, but wait a minute. What's going on over there? Because I don't know if I'm that tired, and I'm gonna make my way over. And before you know it, it's 5 a.m. So we wrote a song about that exact situation you might find yourself in. This is called Nothing Good Happens After Midnight.
One, two, three. Nothing good happens after midnight, unless you're picking a dong. And even then you lose time in sleep. You forget you gotta brush your teeth just to pick a country song. Well, I've been here at this bluegrass festival since early this morning. I've been staying on my feet and baking in the sun. Now that moon, she is coming up from behind the tree line. And I guess it's time to hit the hay, say my day is done. But oh, that late night guitar's calling. Even though my islands wanna hit the floor, and my inner voice says let's party, and the second wind cries, baby, it's time for more. Nothing good happens after midnight unless you're picking all dawn. And even though you lose time and sleep, you forget you gotta brush your teeth just to pack a country song. I might look back at the same grin. Off the top, gonna make me cringe. But now I got cold air right here, fiddle right up to my ear, friends of platform.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you're picking it on. And even then you lose time and sleep. You forget you got up, but you did skitters. That's to eat your feet. Try not to take a leak. Go on up some midnight meat. Do some shoes about to be looking up a dirty pee just to break a country song. I might look back at this and grin, and they might call me unhinged. But now I got cold beer right here, fiddle right to my ear, friends play along. On the bass.
Twisted Pine, everybody. Their new album, Love Your Mind, is out now. Wherever you get your music. And Anne, I think you're a shoo-in for Bluegrass Music Flautist of the Year. Give it up one more time for Twisted Pine. And now it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show, when we force our handsome and capable mountain stagehands to roll the old grand piano down into the spotlight and feature our piano player, Bob Thompson. He's chosen a beautiful old spiritual song called Wade in the Water. Please welcome Bob Thompson. Thank you for that, Bob. Lovely. You can find his music at colortones.com. One more time, that's Bob Thompson. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, peek behind the scenes on our Instagram, and watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links and more at our website, mountainstage.org. Closing our show today, folks, we have a gentleman who has a career that has spanned 5 decades, more than 40 albums, multiple Grammy nominations, a host of Blues Foundation Awards. He's a towering figure in the world of blues and roots music. But that's not all he is, folks. He's also a messenger, the son of Leon Bibb, a powerful voice in the civil rights movement. It's no surprise he's become a global ambassador for justice, unity, and peace. Across continents and generations, he's used his talents to bring people together. His music speaks to resilience, social change, and the deep spiritual power of the blues. Whether performing in Ghana, Scandinavia, or Morgantown, West Virginia, his message remains the same. Music can heal. The doctor is in, folks. Eric Bibb.
Wow, my hat won't fit. What an introduction. One of my earliest heroes, really early heroes, was, I have many heroes and sheroes, and one of my earliest heroes was the great Huey Leadbelly. Here's one of those songs that he used to sing.
Must go anyhow, leave or die for beer.